My name's Emma Hudson, a.k.a. Hudson. Okay, I'm 18 years old, and I graduated from Lincoln Park Performing Arts Charter School. You had to fill out a form and put your email in and everything, and then you showed up for the tryout, which was at our derby event called Spring Loaded, where, like, a bunch of people come and, like, do open scrimmage kind of stuff. And there was, like, a tryout, like, the second day of it in the morning, and it was about 2 hours long. I did not think it was going to happen. There was, like, a good 70 people there, probably. And, yeah, everyone was super nervous because they were like, it's not a tryout, but we only have 20 spots. And that's not nerve-wracking at all.
I was so nervous. I wanted it so bad, and I was nervous, but I just had to remember, like, I'm doing this for fun. This is what I love to do. I just have to stay calm. I'm Sydney Ryan, and I am also known as Smashberry Skate Cake, and I'm going to be a junior in North Hills High School. I wanted something, like, kind of, like, aggressive, but fun and sweet, because I feel like that's kind of, like, how I am as a person. It was drills that we haven't really done before. They just wanted to see how we took challenges, and then after we just did basic drills, we did sort of, like, scrimmage scenarios, like a four wall and then a jammer, and it was just a lot of fun doing that because you got to work with other people, and it was really fun.
Okay, my name is Wiley Garrett, but I'm known at Derby as Kid Vicious. I'm 14 years old, and I'm going to Kappa next year.
In terms of preparing for the Olympics, what have you been doing to get ready?
I've been coming to practice. I skate outside a lot, like at skate parks, and besides that, I mean, I've just been doing what I usually do.
My mother wasn't happy at all, and I'm pretty sure the first game she came to, as soon as she saw me get hit, like, she nearly cried. She was like, what even is this? Like, why'd you sign up for this? You're going to break something. But, yeah, my dad was really supportive of it, and he really liked the idea of it. And he just retired from the men's team here, too, because he broke his leg. So,
Oops.
My mom got me into it, so she, of course, was supportive, and my dad was, like, extremely excited that I was going to be doing it, because he'd wanted me to play derby, but we didn't have a junior league, so, yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah, my dad was the one that brought me here, and he has always wanted me to do derby, and he was so excited, and he's always been, like, my biggest fan. My mom, all moms, they're very protective, so she was like, I'm going to wrap you in bubble wrap, and it's all going to be okay, but after a while, she's gotten into it, and she's okay with it. And we're all very accepting, like, we're all very different people, but we all love each other anyway, and we don't judge each other, and it's just great. We're very accepting of each other.
I think on our team we're just, like, a big family, and that's, like, really nice to always have somebody to fall onto.
I feel like they're kind of like my little siblings.
Yeah, I'm really excited to go and play on the Olympics in general. It's, like, an honor to get in the first place.
This is, like, the only thing I'm really good at, and I love it more than anything in this world. Like, it has brought me out of my shell, and I love it so much. I'm just really nervous about going into the Olympics. Like, I worry about it every day. But I'm excited, too, because it's going to be that extra challenge, and that's what I love. I love challenging myself, and it's going to be great. I'm super excited.